Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build low-end pressure in Ableton Live 12, specifically for jungle and old-school DNB vibes, using an automation-first edit workflow and arrangement view. And when I say automation-first, I don't mean we'll sprinkle in some filter sweeps at the end. I mean we're going to treat automation like performance, like you're on a mixer and a sampler at the same time. The loop is just the raw material. The arrangement is the performance. By the end, you'll have a tight 64-bar structure you can easily extend to 96, with a sub that stays steady, breaks that feel alive, and bass movement that hits hard without destroying headroom. Alright, let's set the stage. First, set tempo somewhere between 160 and 172 BPM. If you want that classic jungle pocket, 165 to 170 is the sweet spot. Go to arrangement view, and set your loop brace to 64 bars for now. We're making decisions fast and committing. Now create tracks, kick, breaks, sub, res or low mid bass, atmos and FX and pads or stabs. Color them. It sounds silly, but it speeds you up because you'll navigate by color when you're deep in automation lanes. Next, group your drums and your bass. Make a drums bus containing kick and breaks. Make a bass bus containing sub and res. That grouping is going to matter later, because bus level automation is one of the cleanest ways to create energy lifts without rewriting everything. And quick note, keep a limiter on the master just as a safety while building. Not for loudness. Just to stop surprise overs from ruining your flow. Now, step 1. The sub. This is your anchor. The whole pressure thing falls apart if your sub is inconsistent, overdesigned, or fighting your kick. On the sub track, use operator. Oscillator A is a sine wave. Then add just a touch of harmonics with oscillator B. Super quiet, like minus 24 to minus 30 dB. We're not making a res here. We're giving the sub a little grip so it translates, especially on smaller speakers. Keep your notes in a sensible range. A lot of jungle ends up living around F up to A sharp, depending on key. The big idea is, don't go so low that it's all rumble and no tone, unless you truly know what you're doing with monitoring. Now the sub device chain. EQ 8 first. High pass at 20 HC. Steep slope. That's not mixing superstition, that's just clearing out the stuff that steals headroom without sounding like music. If you're getting mud, a tiny dip somewhere around 120 to 200 HE can help, but keep it subtle. Then saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. And here's the teacher move. Match the output. Don't let louder trick you into thinking better. You want more presence, not a volume jump. Then utility. Make it mono. Width at 0, or hit mono. Sub is not the place to be clever with stereo. Now, your first automation rule, decide what is allowed to move. For sub, that's basically tiny level moves, maybe very subtle filter moves, and occasional rhythm changes in the MIDI when you hit a variation section. But overall, the sub stays stable. The movement lives around it, because pressure is not a fader. Pressure is a relationship. If the drop doesn't feel heavy later, you're not allowed to immediately turn up the sub. You check timing, phase, and contrast first. We'll come back to that. Step 2. The res, or low mid bass layer. This is where jungle weight often really comes from, because it glues into the breaks and creates perceived size without needing absurd sub level. Use wave heatable if you want it fast. Two sawish oscillators, slight to tune, unison 2 to 4 voices. Don't go massive. We want movement and grit, not a super saw trance pad. Res chain. Auto filter first, LP24. Start frequency somewhere between 200 and 800 HC. This will be one of your main automation lanes. Add a touch of drive, 1 to 3, just to make the filter talk. Then saturator, 3 to 8 dB depending on tone. Then EQ8, high pass around 80 to 120 HC. This is important. The sub owns roughly 30 to 90. The res owns 90 to 400, plus character above that. If your res has energy under 90, you'll lose clean pressure fast. Then add gentle compression, 2 to 1. Attack maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, medium release. We're controlling the mid bass, not flattening it. Then utility. Let the res be wider if you want, like 80 to 120%, but the low chain should stay mostly centered. If you go wide down low, the bass will feel big in stereo and then collapse in mono, and your pressure will disappear the moment you play it on a club system or a monophone speaker. Now step 3. Breaks. This is where you get that old sampler energy. Edits, density shifts, little mutes, rewinds, and stutters. Drag your break into the breaks track. Right-click, slice to new MIDI track, slicing by transients. Use the built-in preset first. Don't overthink it. On the breaks, high pass around 30 to 50 HZ. You've already got kick and sub handling the weight. If the break is harsh, a tiny dip around 3 to 6K can help, but again, subtle. Add drum bus carefully. Drive 2 to 10. Crunch maybe 0 to 10. Keep boom off or extremely low, because boom will fight your sub and make your low end feel like it's breathing in a bad way. Then glue compressor, light. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release on auto and aim for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. The brakes should punch and breathe. Now the key automation first move. Create 3 performance controls before you arrange. 1. Brakes filter frequency. 2. Brakes reverb send for dubby tails on fills. 3. A gate or tremolo effect. You can do this with auto pan set to 0 degrees phase so it becomes volume modulation. That gives you rhythmic cuts without reprogramming the MIDI every time. Map these if you like macros, or just commit to automating those langs. The point is, you're setting up the hands-on mixer illusion. Now step 4. We arrange with automation lanes first. Hit A to show automation. And here's the workflow discipline. Do the macro pass first. 8 to 16 bar gestures. Then micro edits later. If you start with tiny spaghetti automation everywhere, you'll get lost and your track will feel random instead of performed. Section 1. Intro bars 1 to 16. The goal is tease. We want tension and expectation without giving away full pressure. Low pass the brakes. Maybe they sit around 200 to 600 HC for the first 8 bars. Then from bars 9 to 16, open them up gradually toward 2 to 6K so the top end starts to appear. Sub, either completely off for the first 8 bars, or barely audible. Like hint of the root note energy. Atmos helps here. Vinyl crackle, pad washes, siren hits, little one shots. The reese can slowly open a little, but keep it minimal. You're not dropping yet. And right at bar 16. Do the classic jungle move, a half bar or one bar mute of the brakes. Silence is tension. Silence is also perceived loudness when the drop hits, because your ear recalibrates. Optional, a tape stop style moment. You can fake it with a quick mute plus an FX hit, or do a little frequency shifter or automation in fine mode. Keep it tasteful. Don't smear the actual drop. Section 2. Drop 1, bars 17 to 32. Here's the big rule. Don't just add tracks. Make it hit with contrast and control. Sub comes in clean and centered. Reese opens slightly and gains some aggression. Brake edits increased density. Kick stays stable. Now draw a tiny sub gain ramp in utility over the first 4 bars of the drop. We're talking plus 0.5 to plus 1.5 dB, max. This is a psychological move as much as a technical one. It feels like the floor is rising without you smashing the limiter. Automate the Reese filter so it moves more than the intro. For example, a repeating motion like 300 up to 900 over phrases. Keep it musical. Curves often feel better than straight lines. For breaks, automate reverb send as spikes, not as a constant wash. Little hits on snare fills only. If the reverb is always on, it stops feeling like an event. Now put in an edit habit, every 4 bars, add a 1-beat stutter. Grab a snare slice or a ghost note slice and repeat it quickly. Think like a sampler. Simple, obvious, effective. And at bar 31 to 32, build a classic roll into the next section. 16th notes on a snare slice works every time. The roll is not just a fill, it's a transition marker. Section 3. Mid variation, bars 33 to 48. This is where a lot of tracks fall apart because people try to add more, and the track gets busy but not more exciting. Instead, we change behavior. Pick one main variation. Maybe the Reese rhythm becomes more syncopated, maybe the filter talks more, or maybe you drop the kick for 2 bars and let the brake carry, then slam the kick back in. That last one is huge for perceived weight, because when the kick returns, the sub relationship feels stronger even if levels are unchanged. Automation moves here. Reese filter curves should be more dramatic, not necessarily brighter, just more animated. Also, automate saturator drive on the Reese. Plus 2 to plus 4 dB on the second half of phrases is a great call and response trick. It sounds like a new bassline without writing new notes. And do quick high cut dips on the breaks at the end of an 8-bar phrase, like a DJ EQ move. It creates that hands on the mixer vibe and sets up the next section. Here's an Ableton workflow trick. Resample the Reese to audio. Then you can do clip fades, reverse hits, and hard cuts like old hardware. This is the moment where the track starts feeling like a record, not a loop. Section 4. Drop 2, bars 49 to 64, or extend to 80 if you're doing a longer arrangement. This is the darker, heavier version. But heavier does not mean more low end. It means more controlled aggression and better contrast. Add one or two things, max. A second break layer, very quiet, like Think Under Amen for texture. or a foghornish stab, filtered and rhythmic, or a ride or shaker to push momentum. Automation focus. Open the brakes a little wider, then drop one. Increase resaturation slightly, and consider subtle bus moves. On the base bus, a gentle glue compressor, 2:1, 10 ms attack, auto release, just 1 to 2 dB of reduction. This glues the sub and res without flattening. If the low mids cloud the brake, a tiny broad dip around 200 to 300 on the bass bus can make the whole mix feel louder, because the brake gets its space back. Then, DJ-friendly ending move at bar 63 to 64, a one-bar drum fill, either hard cut into outro, or do a short rewind effect, but keep the rewind printed on its own audio track, so it doesn't smear your drum bus or bass bus. The drop needs to stay punchy right up to the moment you stop it. Now step 5, sidechain and low-end rules. This is jungle, not big room EDM. We're not pumping, we're making room. On the sub track, add compressor with sidechain input from the kick. Ratio 2:1 up to 4:1. Fast attack, 1 to 5 ms. Release 50 to 120 ms depending on tempo. Aim for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction, maybe 4 on peaks. Optional. Duck the res slightly from the snare, just a touch, so the snare crack stays clean. This can help the whole track feel louder because the transient is clear.